bad?
Yes, it's good, depending on what you're planting. Uh-huh. For potatoes, it's good, you know, because it's loose soil, you know?
Uh-huh. You say?
I think it's high, like you find loamy soil, I believe you would find it in places like in the Mississippi, states above Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, you know, where the land maybe is a little high and drier or something.
Uh-huh. You'd say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
Well, let's see. you might say because the soil is rich.
Another word you could use.
We could say rich because the soil is...
Fertile. Uh-huh.
Yeah, fertile. We use fertile.
What would you call them? Land that has water standing in it most of the time?
Swamp.
Mm-hmm. What if it's along a sea? Along the sea, would you still call it a swamp?
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. But I mean, I wouldn't know what we call it,
yeah,
though.
What if you wanted to get the water off the swamp? You'd say you wanted to.
You drain it.
Uh huh. And
yeah,
the things that you dug.
Was a ditch.
Uh huh. What about when you've had a heavy rain and the rain's cut out a channel down a hill? Maybe you'd call that a...
I don't know what you call a canal.
Mm-hmm.
Could call a canal, I guess, or I don't know. We wouldn't call it a ditch, I don't guess.
What about if it's real deep and?
Well, yeah, if it's real deep, you refer to it as a canal.
Uh huh.
You know, because we
the
think
the rain is done.
Maybe so. I really don't know. I just don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I'm saying because we think of a canal as being deeper than a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's anything that's real deep, deeper is referred to as a canal.
Mm-hmm.
And something like a ditch is a little shallow something. You know, like 2-3 foot. You know, anything from say a foot on down is a ditch. You know, mm-hmm, to a certain extent, then it becomes a canal. So I don't know the two things we call something, a ditch or canal around this area.
Yeah. Say a small rise in land, that'd be called a...
What, you're talking about a hill or...
Uh-huh. Do you ever call that a knob or no?
Yeah, they say no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How's that different from a hill?
Well, I guess it differs simply for the degree of how high it is.
Mm-hmm.
If a knoll can be just a knoll can be, you know, yet cultivatable, but a hill is something that taller than a knoll.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's how we,
mm-hmm,
so if I say this is a hill,
mm-hmm,
then we, ain't nothing you can do with that. I mean, that's just something, mm-hmm, that can go straight up like a little mountain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But a knoll, I think we think of it as not just being a small rise, you know?
Mm-hmm. The rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp, you'd call that the... Say somebody jumped off the...
A mountain?
Uh-huh.
Are you getting a mountain something I don't know think about?
Okay. What about them? Say if you have some water.
But I mean, I could use uh-huh, some kind of term, I guess, to say it. Maybe you jumped off the cliff or something.
Uh-huh. What if you have some water flowing along? You'd call that a...
Water flowing?
Yeah, just flowing water would be a...
A stream?
Uh-huh. What else besides a stream?